Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 15th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: second wave fears, over in Europe, and vaccine recommendations. Leading today's news: concerns over economic fallout from resurging coronavirus infections, as well as dwindling hopes for U.S. fiscal stimulus, are weighing on stocks around the globe. A record 22 U.S. states recorded more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases on Wednesday, while Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he did not expect to reach a deal on a coronavirus relief package before the election. On the data front, the latest weekly jobless claims numbers will be released this morning, with another 825,000 Americans are expected to have filed for first-time unemployment insurance. In other news, Germany posted its highest-ever increase in confirmed COVID-19 cases over the past 24 hours, with the number of infections reaching 6,638, and started reimposing restrictions on some of the biggest coronavirus hotspots, such as Berlin. The French government declared a public health state of emergency and announced a curfew for Paris and 8 other big cities from Saturday. Italy has also surpassed its daily record for newly diagnosed coronavirus cases, while a debate is taking place in England over whether a countrywide circuit breaker lockdown is needed. COVID-19 vaccines may not initially be recommended for children when they become available, according to the CDC. So far, early clinical trials have only included non-pregnant adults, but participating groups continue to expand as companies recruit more people. Pfizer has already announced that it will enroll children as young as 12 in its late-stage COVID-19 vaccine trial, while AstraZeneca has said a subgroup of patients in its large trial will be tested on children between 5 to 12. Fastly lost more than a quarter of its market value late Wednesday after the cloud software company lowered its Q3 revenue guidance to $70 to $71 million, from $73.5 to $75.5 million. It attributed the lower estimate to reduced usage from its largest customer, likely video sharing app TikTok, which is facing a possible ban in the U.S. Fastly, which increases the speed of content delivery over the Internet, also suspended its full-year guidance and said a new forecast would be issued when it reports earnings on October 28th. Tesla has cut the price of the Model S for the second time in 1 week after EV startup Lucid Motors, led by former Tesla executive Peter Rawlinson, announced the base price of its upcoming Air EV would be $69,900 after tax credits. The gauntlet has been thrown down. The prophecy will be fulfilled. Model S price changes to $69,420 tonight, Elon Musk wrote on Twitter. Earlier this week, the price was reduced from $74,990 to $71,990. Lucid has projected that the base model of their sedan will deliver an EPA-estimated range of 406 miles per single charge versus 402 miles per charge on the Model S. Virgin Galactic has confirmed that it is on track to conduct its first suborbital spaceflight in the coming weeks from Spaceport America in New Mexico. The flight planning window opens October 22nd and will be the first of two missions that will complete testing of the Spaceship Two spacecraft system. If both flights succeed, Virgin Galactic expects to fly founder Sir Richard Branson in the first quarter of 2021, notching a milestone that commences the company's commercial tourism service. Despite setting an October 15th deadline for reaching a trade outline with the EU, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is not walking away from negotiations. He's apparently waiting for the conclusion of the two-day EU summit in Brussels that concludes Friday, and some even say that the end of October or the first few days of November is now the real deadline. The Brexit transition period is due to expire on December 31st, at which point the UK will leave the single market without a trade agreement. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, Bitcoin, and gold are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.